For years, farmers and governments have tried all sorts of things to try and protect livestock from dingoes. That means everything from building fences to introducing baiting programs. But now research from the University of Adelaide has found dingoes could actually provide an economic benefit to cattle graziers. While they can kill livestock, they also hunt kangaroos, which is a benefit to farmers. Natalie Whiting spoke to the co-author of the research, Professor Corey Bradshaw.
This is one of the first models that we put together that actually couple an economic model from cattle production with a vegetation model that's linked to rainfall, of course, and the interaction between dingoes, kangaroos, and predation on livestock calves. So when you put that all together in a completely cattle-based livestock pastoralism venture in the semi-arid parts of the country, almost invariably the presence of dingoes leads to a higher profit margin for the farmer.
And why is that?
It's pretty straightforward, really. I mean, apart from a fairly complex series of linked models, basically what happens is that dingoes come onto the, if they're allowed into the scene, they prefer to eat kangaroos. Now, of course, kangaroos are herbivores, and they eat lots of grass. And if they're eating the grass that is ultimately intended for the livestock, then there's going to be a lower growth rate and possibly a lower survival rate for the cattle. So when you remove the kangaroo biomass, or you reduce that with dingo predation, you have more grass left over for the cows, so they grow faster and they live longer and they're bigger and they make more money on the market.
Now, you mentioned that dingoes prefer kangaroos, but they are known to attack livestock. So is it thought that that improvement in pasture will outweigh the possible loss of stock?
Yeah, we modelled that as well. In fact, we're a little bit on the conservative side in terms of cattle kills. So we incorporated probably a fairly high cattle kill rate by dingoes into the models. And even then, you're still making a net profit when dingoes are around.
And what sort of economic improvement did the model show?
Well, we were getting close to about a dollar a hectare. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot for the average person, but when you've got a 50,000 to, let's say, a couple hundred thousand hectare lease, that can be approximately equivalent to, say, in the vicinity of 50,000 to a couple hundred thousand dollars a year extra.
Your model was based on cattle farming. Is there a thought that it could also work for properties stocking other livestock, like sheep?
There's no question that dingoes will probably take a few more sheep than they would ever take calves, just basically they're easier to get. We haven't really applied the model to mixed grazing ventures, but we're going to do that. But I suspect that there's probably a trade-off somewhere along the lines where it's still beneficial up to a certain point.
So what does your research mean for things like poisoning and fencing, which farmers and governments are currently doing?
Well, Australia has a long history of predator xenophobia, and we're still sticking with the, 100-year-old concepts, 100-year-plus concepts, put a great bloody fence up and keep them out and kill all the rest. You know, there's cleverer ways to do things if we manage at a landscape scale, and I think we have the technology and understanding now to be able to do that. And, the money saved from the fencing and the poisoning alone would justify doing a lot of this, not to mention, you're not spraying poison everywhere, and we're not cutting up the migration routes of many species, including things like emus.
Professor Corey Bradshaw speaking there to Natalie Whiting.